Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim, a class on Beis, and we're at the end of Simin Beis. So the Chayyim brings the halacha, which is based on the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Archaim Simin Chav Beis, that the person makes a bracha when he makes the sitzes. So what is this bracha? Why is it that's the appropriate time to make the bracha? Either the bracha should be the time of the purchase, which he can't do because it's not right to use yet, or at the time of the levisha, which is what we do, a person buys a new suit. So either the bracha should be the time of the purchase or the time of the levisha, but since it needs to be tailored and checked for shotness, etc., the person cannot use it right away. So he makes the bracha at the time of the levisha. As a matter of fact, many poskim say that we nowadays just follow the general rule to always make the bracha at the time of the levisha, not the time of the keniyah. Because it's confusing when yes and when no. We just always make the bracha at the time of the levisha. But why over here you make a bracha at the time that a person puts in the tzitzis? So Mishabura in Simen Chav Beis deals with this question, and he says that there is an opinion that you make a bracha on the first time you do a mitzvah. Now, because of Masafik, we do not make that bracha. So the first time that a person puts on tefillin, so he should make a bracha, shechiyano begimel, as well as he's putting on tefillin for the first time. The first time a woman lights neiros Friday night, Kala, newlywed, the first time she's doing the mitzvah of hadlakas neiros. A woman goes to the mikveh for the first time, etc. So there's an opinion that says that a person makes a bracha on a mitzvah the first time that we do it. It's a machloikis, and therefore we say suffolk bracha is the hakol, and a person does not say shechiyano at that point in time. It would be appropriate if a person has an opportunity to, let's say, get a new fruit or something of that sort, and say a shechiyano on the fruit, and have in mind to include the mitzvah as well. But going back to over here, Mr. Burr suggests that since there is an opinion that you make a bracha on the first time you do the mitzvah, and putting the tzitzis in is already part of the process of preparing the garment for the mitzvah, Masulahem tzitzis, you're putting the tzitzis into the bag, etc. So, since there's such an opinion, you make a bracha on the time that you make the tzitzis, you don't wait till you actually put it on. So, we're going to use the following source. Since in my tzitzis, it's a new bag, and a new bag allows for shechiyonu, irregardless whether it's a mitzvah or not. Plus the fact that there is a mitzvah element over here, which maybe is the reason to make a shechiyano. And mitzad, the mitzvah of tzitzis, there is an argument to say that the appropriate time to say it is when you put the tzitzis in. So we're going to say shechiyano different than by other mitzvahs because of the begad aspect. We're not going to wait till the time of the levisha because of the mitzvah aspect. And we like to make it clear that we're doing the bracha mitzad the mitzvah as well. Therefore, we're going to allow the person to make the bracha not at the time of the purchase, not the time of the levisha, but at the time of the asiyas tzitzis in the bagot. A person did not do that, like the Chayyim says, at the time he put the tzitzis in. Of course, you could make the bracha at the time of the atifa, at the time of the levisha. The Mishabura says, what's the correct order in that situation? The order is Lihi Sateif and then the Shechiyanu. Because that's the bracha, that's a bracha which is going to be Tadr. And afterwards the Shechiyanu. And we do not look at the Shechiyanu as a hefsek between between the bracha and the atifa. However, Rechaim Kanievsky says that the appropriate bracha way to do it is to make the bracha of lisatev, and do the ituf, and therefore now you made the bracha directly on the mitzvah, and then only afterwards to say the shechiyanu. Therefore, there won't be a question of hefsek between the bracha of the putting on the talus and the actual wearing of the talus. Regards to getting new tefillin, so we pointed out that a person does not make a bracha on the mitzvah of putting on tefillin for the first time. A person does not make a bracha a shechiyanu on that. Rosh Shlomo Zalman has an eitzah that he suggests for bar mitzvah boys
to that if the father does not give the tefillin to the child to own it the time that he gives him the tefillin the first time, but he holds keeps ownership for himself. On the day of the bar mitzvah, when he gives him the tefillin, he's to put them on. He's marking the tefillin to the child. So at that moment, the child has received the gift. So besides the mitzvah element of doing the mitzvah for the first time as an adult, he's he received a gift that a person will make a bracha on a gift on something that a person receives as a gift. So a person buys tefillin from his own money, this sort would not apply. But regards to being gifted something, there is an inyan of making bracha when a person receives a gift, as the Chayyim will talk about when we go further on. So that would be an etzah to allow the child to say shechiyonu on the mitzvah of tefillin as well. Have a good day.